I'm Daniela Silva. I am from Brazil, and I am part of a project that's the Hacker Bus. We have this 1989 Mercedes-Benz, and the bus is pretty much, it's not like a super high-tech bus, it's a Hacker Bus, so that means that we are building it along the way. The background of the Hacker Bus and the Transparency Hacker community actually is highly political, so we always had a political intention behind everything we're doing. We think politics belongs to people and not to the politicians, and we should all be doing that together, like more and more. One like very focused experience that we have is the lawmaking workshop. So we go to communities and places and have this very short but really meaningful workshop with people that they can make their own law. So we get a small group of people, they talk about their beliefs, they agree or disagree, the things that they think is that are necessary for their communities, and by consensus they build together a law. But it's not only an exercise. The idea is that we also research what are the means for them to get there, how they can propose this law in their city council or their city hall. And it depends, it varies. In some cities, all you need is just like to take your project to the city council and wait for it to get in the agenda and to be voted by representatives. In some places, you need a certain number of signatures to show that you have public support for it. So we try like to address all those things. So understand how political process for lawmaking works, showing people that everybody can do that. Like in Brazil, if you speak Portuguese, you can write your own law. That's it. And there are means for you to get there. It's super complicated. And of course, political power is concentrated, but we need to try, right? We need like to try to open those doors. I think the Hacker Bus would never exist without the internet to start with, because it is like how we articulate everything that we do. And when we wanted to buy a bus, we went to the internet to buy it. We didn't go to a big sponsor. We didn't go to a television network. What we did is that we used the platform that exists on the internet. It's called Catarse in Brazil, but it's pretty much like Kickstarter in the US or so many other crowdfunding tools. And then we let people know that we needed money to start a project, and almost 500 people helped us to do that. So that's one thing. When we're going to travel with the bus, every time we're going to travel, we launch an open call on the internet so people can access it. They know where we're going, when, and they can propose a workshop or an activity they are going to run in that specific place. So we have this no free riders rule at the bus. If you travel with the bus, you're supposed to do something and share your knowledge with others, what's pretty cool. And we use the internet to find these people as well. So I met people inside this bus that I've never seen before. And they come like from all different backgrounds. So we have hackers that are also developers, coders, but also singers, artists, and journalists, even government officers, lawyers. It's a very like rich community with different backgrounds. It's really cool.
What's the core of hacker culture, in your opinion?
I think hacker culture is pretty much a culture of autonomy, of doing yourself things that you don't have to consume ready as they make for you. It is a culture of accessing knowledge, accessing resources for you to build knowledge yourself. And I think we do all that with the bus. And we are in the process of making this thing. So I think we don't have ready products to show the population. We don't have like things that we can tell people that we did and big successes and products of the bus yet. I think the bus is a product of itself, something that shows that we went through an open and collaborative process to form, but we are also still in the middle of it. So I think there's two things. So first of all, we are trying to create something in a very autonomous way, and that's really hacker to start with. And we are also spreading the same way of doing things to others. So I think that's what connects us to this hacker culture so much. And that's why we're so inspired by it.